Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Did you know that Blog Talk Radio is the world's largest social network, reaching listeners in any country around the world? Thousands of shows, millions of listeners. Don't you want to be connected? Don't you want to discover what the world has to say? Imagine this show, which is originating in Schaumburg, Illinois, in the comfort of my studio, looking out over the pond that is beginning to thaw a little bit. It's going to be 45 degrees today in Chicago and sunny, hallelujah, that someone in Russia, somewhere in Europe, is actually hearing the show. Now, you know what's interesting about it? You never know. Yesterday, I had an interesting call from Alabama, and he was surfing the net, and I was talking about Pope Francis, and that where I was raised as a Catholic, and I love the traditional Catholic Latin Mass. And I love the Kol Nidre that is usually sung by a Catholic soprano. And all of the other spiritual songs that relate to the belief system of humanity. And that y'all may as well know, I am totally pro-choice. There's no debate. I mean, I'll listen to whatever it is you want to share with me, but I am still pro-choice. And it had to do with abortion, it had to do with same-sex marriages, but so on and so forth. But the interesting thing is, when I looked at my switchboard, I thought, what is this, 404? And you see, you never know. Now, when you're on talk radio and you have sponsors, and I tell the sponsors this, it's a new mindset. It's a new learning curve. And if you're expecting the floodgates to open, then I'll go take your money and put it in an ad in the paper that people are going to bundle up, use as garbage, and throw out. But when a radio show is archived like it is on Blog Talk Radio, now you have this incredible marketing tool, and your message is being heard. You never know who's going to tune in. I've had Arizona, Alabama, London, England. I'm still waiting for Malaysia to call, but you know the time difference. But they listen to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Now get your pen and pad out and pick up the mirror and tell yourself how amazing you are and how brilliantly talented you are. And the year 2013, the year for you to reign supreme, because you're going to forge new frontiers. That's the topic today. And I know that Edith Nam, author, counselor, educator, just a remarkable lady, will set you on the path of plugging in to who you are. Who are you? Do you know? Write this down. Ask yourself, who am I? Where am I going? What do I want to do? And all of this has to do with choices, your self-talk, what you say to yourself. Are you at the effect of other people ruling your life? Write it down. You've heard me say this so many times. You're off to great places. Today is the day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way. And Steve Jobs said, to time is life. Your time is limited. So don't waste it living someone else's. Plug in to who you are. Now, I have to tell you this again. I am getting all kinds of emails, congratulatory emails on the climb. I am so pumped. I'm ready to climb again and again and again and again. Until you're in that stairwell, and you know, you don't think of the end. I've had so many people say to me, well, Kathy, when you take that first step, what do you think about? Well, the one thing is you don't take that first step and say, gee, I only have 1,631 more to go. I just let my mind be free. And before you know it, I'm at the top. Am I going to see you at the top? 2014 and even 2013? There's plenty of time. You have stairs in your house. You have stairs at the malls. Oh, please, medical disclaimer. Do not, trust me, do not start climbing, stair climbing, until you checked with your doctor. Very charming, charming person that I'm acquainted with when I'm working out. She is extremely weight challenged, extremely. And I looked at her and I said, don't even try it. Don't even harbor or embrace the thought until you talk to your doctor. And then you're going to start with one flight, if that. You see, the dynamics change. Once you're in that stairwell, you're breathing. Boy, you better have powerful legs, too. And all of the stairwells, unfortunately, don't have all of this marvelous ventilation that I'm used to. But anyway, I'm still pumped. And the photos are online. And tomorrow I'll be able to pick the one that I want. They said that they will put the photos online by the bib number. And then Scott, who's brilliant with my website, will post the photo, and then I will tell you to go to KathyWatson.com. You could do that now. www.KathyWatson.com, CathiWatson. You're listening to Live with Kathy on the ever-popular blog talk radio show, Reaching the World. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. And, oh, do you want to know what I found out? When I was on a different radio station several years ago, I had several calls after the show. And I said, well, why didn't you call me when I was on the air? And the consensus was I didn't want to miss anything. So I wrote down what I wanted to address with you, and you gave us your private telephone number, but I called you right after the show. And if people don't call in, it isn't because they aren't listening. It's because they are listening, and they don't want to miss a word, a nuance, anything of what I have to say and with all of my guests. And you won't want to do anything until the end of the show, when it's over with. Because at 11:30 or before, Edith Nam will be welcome to the show. In the meantime, I gave you my email address, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. I love to get letters. And I respond. I love to write letters. I love to perform, and A.R. Gurney's love letters. Can you tell that love is in the air? And I gave you my website. Click on all of the buttons. We now have the Heart of the Lion, Elixir, and Choices. Now, I just heard from Tom Hudrick with The Heart of the Lion, My Trip to Africa. He said, Kathy, two more novels are coming out. Now, it's all going to be about the heart. And it's going to relate what happened to Felicia before she decided to go to Africa. That's volume one. Then The Heart of the Lion. And then the third is, what is Felicia doing today? She and her significant other, Rick, when they met on safari. Ooh, it's going to be juicy. So I'll let you know about that. In the meantime, you could read excerpts. There's chapter 4 in The Elixir, and you could get it. An ebook. It's $9.95, no big deal. Call me and I'll walk you through it. Chapter 4 is You're the Architect of Your Form. Getting into shape may be easier than you think. And then The Heart of the Lion, there is one chapter, and I think we talk about Luca, the lion that followed us on our journey, traversing the Serengeti in the Maasai Mara. And then remember to click on video and see Roger and I. Oh, if I had your email, I would forward you the copy that's going to be in Suburban Senior magazine in March and April. And it's all about my performance arts. You know, I am a solo speaker, solo performer. And I'd love to send it to you, but I don't have your email. But you can email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. 2013, the year to reign supreme. Plugging in to who you are. Forging new beginnings. Scary, isn't it? So much easier to stay in your comfort zone. Quote, you know, I'm really convinced. Listen to all of you. No, let me do it Chicago style. Listen to me, all of yous. You haven't a clue who you are. Remember, I told you that we teach everyone how to treat us. They mold our character. Because we didn't know we had choices. We didn't know. We didn't know, and you still don't know, that in your brain, there's a disc. Everything's been programmed into it. And you believe it. You believe it. Hey, this is 2013, the 21st century. I'm going to help you dig up the authentic you and to help you plug into who you are. But you're so afraid. At the center of your being, yeah, you have the answer. You know who you are and know what you want. But you're so afraid because you've been so accustomed to letting someone else run your life. It's so much easier to stay in your comfort zone. But life is what it is. But it is ever changing. You're just not aware of it. Deepak Chopra said, every time you are tempted to react in the same old way, ask if you want to be a prisoner of the past or a pioneer of the future. The past is closed and limited. The future is open and free. I don't care what your age is. Do you have vision? Are you moving higher on the path of life? It has no end. Only new beginnings, new opportunities, new portals, new vistas to enter, to explore. Can you free yourself of watering last year's crops? Listening to that tape that has to be deleted and let's start all over again. And yeah, it happens to me every once in a while. When I go, yo, calf, what's that thought you just had? Oops. Delete it. That's not the truth. The truth is, I am. Most, not all, of you live in doubt and fear. That's got to go. You've got to replace it with faith and confidence in you. But you're just not going to do it, are you? All of us are called. Yeah, we are. You're not called to that corporate job. You're not called to that relationship. You did it for whatever reason, whatever suited your purpose at that time. But yet there's that little voice in the back that says, you must write. You must become an author. You must dance. So I know that we're all called, but how many of you are you willing to answer? Oh, Kathy's out. She really inhales. She wants me to step out of my comfort zone to answer the call. Oh, I always wanted to be a dancer. I always wanted to write the book. I always wanted to sing, but my mother and father said, don't bring shame to the family name. I didn't know that I always wanted to write. It was through a series of challenges that kept pushing me to write. You see, I had to dance, remember, come from the world of classical ballet. Then I left that. I don't know if I was scared. I just thought, well, this is the thing I have to do. I just don't want to do it anymore. And then I tried corporate America. Lasted 2 weeks. And I went, well, it's your loss. I knew that I had to be a solopreneur. That's an entrepreneur that chooses to work alone. But I have a mastermind group. And that when we have a challenge, we call each other and we come to a reasonable solution. And yet that little voice in the back is saying, oh, please. You don't have to quit your 9-to-5 job right now, but in your spare time, your leisure time, why not pursue your dream? And then I know you're going to say, well, I don't know, is it right for me? And am I willing to be led? Here again, the roadblock, fear, foreign territory. The S between the two mountains, you know, you're on that little molehill, and then you want to get to the top of the mountain, and there's that abyss, and you're frightened to death. Listen to your self-talk. What are you saying to yourself? Your self-talk. You see, no one is going to... Well, wait a minute. Let me rephrase that. There are some people that are uplifting in my life, and I spend time with them. The ones that are bummers, they get zero time. Am I angry? No. I just release them to their highest good because I know that the words that I choose, my self-talk, is defining me and my journey, my passion. So, you know, if you're not willing to take the risk, then stay where you are. Keep the ulcers, sleepless nights. You have a choice. This whole world, everything, everything, every minute. The next word that I'm going to say, choice, 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 choice. But I'm going to tell you something, honeys, right now. Not willing to take the risk? Then live your lackluster life. Oh, well, I don't know, Kathy. It seems so. It's not difficult. It's retraining. It's truly believing that you are this unique, awesome person. And you've been mandated to contribute to 2013, not just sit there and take up space. No guts, no glory. You heard me tell you what Steve Jobs said. I totally believe him. I'm very choicy about who I spend my time with. Because if I'm going to spend time with you, that means I'm giving you part of my life. And I want it to be a win-win. How confident are you? You know, your parents and your teachers and everyone else, you know, it wasn't the world of consciousness. They probably didn't even know how to pronounce it or spell it. But we've come a long way, baby. We know, even your health. It is fascinating. It has to do with brain power. Now, let me ask you something right now. Have you ever been in a job or a relationship and it brought you joy, but now it doesn't? You know, nothing has changed except you. You're bored. We're talking about you. No one else, just you. Don't like your job, don't like your relationship, you don't like the PTA, you don't like soccer, you don't, That's you. You're bored, antsy, and you may even be envious of others. Now, don't be too hard on yourself. It's called divine discontent. Remember I said that we all have a calling and that you were here to contribute to 2013? All of this discontent comes when your little voice, that little voice is nudging you to step out of your comfort zone to do something productive that makes you happy. And when you're happy, the cells are happy, your brain is happy. It's not releasing toxins into your body because when you're under stress, that's what happens. And you're just divinely happy because you recognize that discontent, when you're not feeling good about your life or everything, something new is calling you. But you're hesitating. And by the way, this change doesn't happen overnight. Edith will explain this to you in just a short time. When you're ready to grow, you cannot find satisfaction in a world that's too small for you. The only reason why you want to stay there is because it's familiar. But it doesn't serve you. Let's use this analogy. It's like a chick in an egg. First, it's comforting, and then, as the chick grows, it feels cramped and wants a bigger egg. However, it is the universe's intention for the egg to crack open and the chick to find a new, expansive world out there. So what's stopping you from breaking out and moving? Oh, I know. habit, fear, procrastination. You're going to take tiny little steps, and you're going to do it with self-talk. Trust that you're okay. No, you're not too old, too unhealthy, too broke, or too wounded to start. I challenge you. What is one small step you'll take this week, just teeny tiny, to begin cracking the shell? Hey, when I started climbing over 32 years ago, I didn't hit the John Hancock, the presidential tower. I've been known to go to big, big buildings that looked like they had 20 floors and walk in and say to the security guard, hey, do you mind if I climb your stairwell? And it's like, what? I started out slow. But then I work with a heart monitor, too. That's going to be another show. But in the meantime, I don't know if you have any guts. I want you to think about that. And if you don't, I can't, what am I going to do? Say, well, all good fortune, good health, because you're not going to have it. Because your negative choices right now are doing you in. And until you plug into who you are, you're going to stay there. And when I talk to 50-year-olds beyond, you're survivors. Is this the attitude that you're bringing to reign supreme in 2013? Don't you want to fly with eagles instead of running with the herd? It's your choice. But this is the moment that's going to define you. You know, we're all called. What is your calling? Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And this is a call to action. You know, my show is sponsor-driven. Why? Because you all, when you're ready, and you truly want to develop the authentic you, this is the way you do it on talk radio. I don't know, do you have a business, a service, your product? I have no idea. But your advertising, however you're putting it out there, does it identify with your branding? But you see, I think of talk radio as more of a personal development by using your product, business, service, invention as the vehicle that's going to take you out there to improve you. In the world today, change is the only constant, but you need to know when to shift your strategies to accommodate change. Yeah. I think you're too scared. But imagine on talk radio, holding an audience spellbound while I introduce you in your mini-mercial to the world. Give them all the information. And then I work with you to prepare you for your radio debut. Uh-huh. And then you're able to email blast the whole world and say, I was a guest on Live with Kathy. And hallelujah, you're going to hear me. It's a marketing tool. That alone would cost you thousands of dollars in a broadcast radio station where they send out all of their shows. And you're getting it for next to nothing. Call me at 847-882-8717. Does that mean you're going to be on the air? No. I have to see what on earth I'm working with. Uh-uh. Have to tell you, honey, I'm choicy. Live with Kathy, brought to you in part by Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and the vicinity. Oh, you all know that I married an ironworker. Man, what a roller coaster. The classics and creative construction. Yeah, we're co-creators. Look at any of the buildings today. Look at the Statue of Liberty. Look at the Empire State Building. Look at the John Hancock. Anything. That is a work of art. Their work buried to be seen. Never to be seen by the naked eye. Why do you think I illuminate the character of ironworkers? Their hidden talents to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics, revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Ironworkers offering a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. Choose a career, not a job. Log on www.ironworkers.org. Chuck Brazelton, CEO of the Brazelton Insurance Agency, providing insurance and financial services. Log on chuckbrazeltoninsurance.com. He's in the book Choices. Choices, awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. You could get it at amazon.com. Author House, Barnes & Noble. And if you really want to order a truckload, give me a call. You get a discount. You can call me and get a discount on 1 to 25 orders. 847-882-8717. But you want to talk to Chuck personally? Call him at 847-882-4800. My life's work. Chuck has a very creative daughter, Lisa. She's an entrepreneur, and she wrote the book, The Greatest Gift. You could visit her at Sage, S-A-G-E, Energetics. .com. It's not often we view discernment or choice as states of being that will improve our happiness. However, this book enables our love and shows us the way to neutrality as a natural state of joy. What did I just get through saying? That when you're in the moment of divine discontent, it's because you're being nudged to go to explore new vistas and portals that could bring you unbelievable happiness. So in her book, The Greatest Gift, prepare to take your soul on a journey into the self, into your truth, into a deeper purpose. Discover your path and uncover your gifts in a profound and accelerated way. Father and daughter, both authors. Be still, my heart. Bored and lonely? Your choice. Log on heparks.org. Click on 50 Plus Consortium. The director, Rika Cuff. Her story about divine intervention is in the book Choices. And you could reach Rika at 847-885-7500, extension 626. April 15th is around the corner. Greg McIntyre, CPA, 847-255-2012. Email ahtax@ameritech.net. And he'll be happy to give you a few minutes of his time. No charge. From humble beginnings to success, Steven Stressler, Reviva Labs, the leader in skincare. 40 years, congratulations. Log on revivalabs.com. Call 800-257-7774, extension 14, to talk to Stefan, 18 to talk to Tracy. Have you ever dreamed of being wealthy? Oh, you think, oh, I can't do it. And yet there are so many self-made wealthy people out there that are doing it. So why shouldn't you? Wealthy people and self-made millionaires have one strategy, and that's the power of network marketing. No, you don't need a college degree. Yes, you're smart enough. All you need to do is to have that burning desire in your belly to achieve. Do you realize that more people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing? Were you pink slipped? I don't know. Having trouble paying your bills? Look, it's all about home-based businesses. And L&J Services could fulfill your dreams, your goals. Hey, how would you like to get a check at the end of the month? Four figures. But you have to believe in yourself. And honey, you're going to do it the old-fashioned way. You're going to work for it. Call Lee at 800-675-7022. That's 800-675-7022. Another extraordinary woman, Edith Nam, author, counselor, and educator. Her mission? To introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain, body, through her latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset, and Extend Your Lifeline. A journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. To learn more, log on www.enamm.com and email ensharesmile@aol.com. Her book has to be in everyone's hands. I don't care. Men, women, age, ethnicities, you got to have her book. Amazon.com, AuthorHouse.com, Barnes and Noble. She is really a remarkable woman. Yeah. Log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and then click on January 25th and hear her story. Hey, this is one jazzy gal. Now, it is my pleasure to say hello, Edith.
Hello, hello, hello to you and to all your listeners. And I welcome the opportunity to have pep talk with me, and I can have the opportunity to share what I am all excited about. Actually, it's a call, and it's funny that you use the same word that I am starting with. I am saying it's a call to all females to join me on an exciting, unique journey to become aware of how the power of words that you choose to use can positively or negatively affect your health and your state of well-being. I'm very excited about every word that I say because it's an exciting, unique journey for you because it gets you in touch with your feelings. It's a journey to learn how to train your brain to drain the pain that's caused by emotional stress. It is a journey to learn the safe, simple self-help strategies that positively energize your brain and your body and empower you to lead a healthy, productive life and successfully cope with the daily stress of living in a hectic, ever-changing world. It's a journey to understand what's going on in your head and your body. Your brain and your body need energy to function. It's your feelings and your thoughts that provide the emotional energy for your brain. It's food that provides the chemical energy for your body. And it's important to understand what feelings and how important the feelings are, because feelings influence what you think. What you think influences what you believe. What you believe affects your attitude, your behavior, and your relationship with others. But it starts with understanding, identify the feelings that you have and the choices that you have as to whether you will do the positive energy power plan or the negative one. But the bottom line is words. Words are the roots for all your thoughts. That's what makes it so exciting, to understand that in one word, whether it's positive or it's negative, can in a fraction of a second affect your heart rate, your blood pressure, your breathing, and your digestive system. Those are powerful words, and I mean every single word that I am saying. And I believe every single word, which is part of what I am so excited about sharing. Today, I have the pleasure of sharing fascinating facts about the most dynamic processing center in the universe. I'm referring to your unique brain. Your brain weighs 3 pounds, 3 pounds, and it's made up of a network of billions of neurons. Those are brain cells. And each neuron has quadrillion connections to other cells in your body. And your brain is constantly busy receiving and sending all the signals to your body organs, your nerves, your muscles, your tissues. Information travels at the speed of 60 miles per hour. I defy anyone to compare the speed of your brain in relation to that kind of information. And your brain never sleeps. It is working every single second of your life to the last second of your life. And I do not use that word second loosely. So when I say that it is a powerful, powerful tool that we have to use for all our lifetime, and it's only weighing 3 pounds, and it's a fact that when your brain, as I said, from the first day to the last day, receives all and organizes and distributes, your brain is involved in every part of your life. It's involved in all your thoughts, your feelings, your actions that take place every second in your lifetime. Your brain is in charge of all your vital body functions. Those are powerful words, but that is what is going on in your head. So what does the brain do? It organizes, it processes, and it has, I'm trying to explain in simple terms what is complex, but if you imagine that the brain has many parts to it, many lobes, and they all have different functions depending upon your experiences. So your brain does a marvelous job of storing the information that it receives in what I call the memory data bank. And there are two programs in your brain. One is I call the Positive Energy Health Plan. You will hear me refer to it as PEP. Or the Negative Energy Health Plan. I do not include the word health. It's the Negative Energy Plan, the TNT. TNT stands for Toxic Negative Thinking. So just briefly, to give you an overview, when I say your brain stores into the memory data bank your pleasurable experiences, and it is filed under PEP. What do you find there about your feelings? Because that's the emotional energy. You find feelings of love, hope, and happiness. You find an optimistic attitude. What do you find in words? You find kind, winning words and friendly actions that have the power to make you feel good inside and out. When we take a look at what happens when your brain receives information that concerns painful, traumatic experiences such as abuse and neglect and rejection, that is stored in the TNT plan. Those feelings stored there are fear, anger, and sadness, emotional stress, and a pessimistic attitude. What kind of words do you find in that TNT plan? Unkind words, unfriendly actions that cause painful problems and fail to make you feel good inside and out. So with energy, it's either positive or it's negative. So it's either PEP or it's not. And if it's not, it's TNT. And what happens with TNT? It keeps you stuck in a rut and tied up in knots, because it's only PEP that generates stability and balance and moderation and consistency. It's TNT that generates instability, imbalance, extremes, and inconsistency. And we want to make sure that we're feeling happy, contented, satisfied, and that only happens if you're following the PEP health plan.
So Time out, dear. I want them all to know that you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, reaching the world. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Log on www.kathywatson.com. And who you're listening to today, Edith Nam. She is an author, counselor, and educator extraordinaire. Now write this down. Her book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. I keep thinking it's your life. That's me. A Journey of Miles of Smiles, Positive Energy, Power, Hope, Health, and Happiness. Now you could log on to get to know Edith up close and personal on www.enamm.com. Email at enshareasmile@aol.com. The book is available at amazon.com, Author House, Barnes and Noble. Edith, you are remarkable. Now, I need to ask for a little sidebar here.
Yes?
I have my pulse. I mean, it's actually vibrating, and I could hear them going, oh, it's, she makes it sound so Pollyannish. She makes it sound so simple. But Edith and Gabby just don't know what I've been through. So
well,
how do they begin?
How do you begin? You first have to start to listen, to understand what is going on, and that you are the programmer of either choice of PEP or TNT. And you have to understand what's the menu on each plan. Each day is a new beginning. That I firmly believe, and that is what you will hear me say at all times. What you have to do is understand what's involved and go step by step. I am interested in having you choose. You are the programmer. Each day you click on to which program you are going to follow. Is it going to be PEP or is it going to be TNT? It is up to you to choose. I will never tell you what you should do because you have to adopt and adapt and activate what will satisfy your specific, unique needs. And you do have the answers, but I am bringing to your attention what it is, identifying the kind of feelings in each program and also identifying the kind of words that you use. This is all a process, and this can only be understood. I'm not looking for excuses. I'm not looking for resistance. You either open your eyes and your ears to listen to what you have a choice of doing, and then it's up to you as to which one you will choose. Does it increase your smile mileage, which should be our goal, or does it work for you? If it works for you, it's your choice as to what you will follow. However, when you realize that perhaps TNT is not serving you, then you have the techniques for handling what will get you onto the PEP plan.
Edith,
yes.
Sidebar. When they, all of you newbies out there, you know, we all have to go through this. Help us here. If a negative comes into my mind, how do I cancel it? How do I cancel that negative?
Well, I'll give you an example.
What?
If you pay attention to what you are saying to yourself, and we talk to ourselves 24/7, even when we're sleeping, if you start noting, am I making statements that include no, not, and never? What happens if you erase, delete, no, not, and never? If you say, I have no choice, you leave out the no. What are you left with? I have a choice. You have switched in a second from TNT thinking to THT. What does that mean? From troubling negative thinking to thinking happy, healthy thoughts. If you can say, I never get a break, or I never have hope, you leave out never. What are you left with? You are left with a positive thought. It is putting you immediately into the PEP program. So,
Edith,
yes.
Sidebar, I think they need to know, and perhaps you would agree with me, that what we put our attention on tends to expand in our lives. So they're in the habit. Here that word comes up again. There is, you know, I went through all of this. I had to reprogram, and I'm still reprogramming. I'm human. But it's habit.
Yes,
and
it
the
is
more
habit.
They, the minute that negative thought goes out there, honey, zoom, it's in the universe.
Not well. It doesn't matter whether it's in the universe. It's a matter of how is it? Is it? Are you storing it so that it's building up chronic stress, or are you relieving it? This is what the strategies in my book tell you what to do. This is a daily addressing of the issues. Yes, we are in the habit of thinking. Habits are, we are not born with habits, we learn. And if we find that they're not working for us, you can relearn it. It's a matter of addressing and being aware of the words that you're using to say to yourself. It's a matter of, are you becoming a positive message communicator, or are you allowing yourself to be a negative communicator? And it's important to understand what you're listening to from other people to determine, are they affecting me negatively? If so, then it's up to you to say, that's not increasing my smile mileage. I've got to get on to page one. I call PEP page one and TNT on page two. And I want to avoid being on page two because I believe you are a winner and it's a win-win situation. If you're on PEP, you are on a no-win situation if you remain on page two. An emotional energy is highly, highly contagious. That is why we have to become aware of what is it that is going to either make us winners or to make us failures. Are we increasing our smile mileage or are we increasing our frowns? How high are you going? When you're on PEP, the sky's the limit. When you're on TNT, it's down to the ground, down to doom and gloom. And understanding that it's the words that you say, what you think, what you believe, that affects every part of your lifestyle.
Edith, sidebar, their reference group. Now we have someone that's saying, man, this is really powerful. I'm hanging on to every word, and, oh, good news. If I want to change my life, I have to change my thinking and watch my words.
Yes.
But what if this person is living with a gassy old geezer that is down on everyone?
Well,
what do they do?
We don't have time today, but I would like to let the people know that the words have the power to hurt or to heal, to wage war or win peace, understanding what can you do to avoid being a victim of what I call verbal abuse. There are words that will reinforce your ability to remain free and not become a hazard, play a hazardous role in your life.
Okay, so what lessons? Let's go back to PEP and TNT. What lesson? What is it? What are the instructions for this week until next Friday?
Right now, until this week, I would like you to understand, make a list. Make a list of words that you're in the habit of using when you feel happy, and another list, what words are you using when you feel mad, sad, and scared. And we'll talk about whether they are uppers or they are downers, because that's a direction. And when you are interested in habits, and these are all habits in the way of thinking that can be changed, my advice is CPR. Make a commitment that you are going to be consistent. You are going to practice. You are going to have patience. You are going to reinforce by repetition. CPR are those six words that are going to help you to change the habit you have of thinking if you are dissatisfied and if you feel that there is a need to change to one that will positively energize your brain and your body.
Edith Nam, author, counselor, and educator. Order her book through Amazon, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Change to a positive mindset and extend your lifeline. A journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. Log on, enamm.com. Email ensharesmile@aol.com. We have just 60 seconds.
In 60 seconds, remember, what you think and what you do depends on you and the energy plan you choose to use.
Can you imagine having this book in your hands? Look, I'm telling you. Change to a positive mind style and extend your lifeline? No, it's going to extend your life. That's how powerful words are. That's how powerful her message is. You've been listening to Life with Kathy with our celebrity guest, this remarkable woman, Edith Nam. And remember to log on next Friday. That is the 22nd. Oh, the mother's almost over with. And to hear more of her wisdom. Edith, thank you so much. so much. It's always a pleasure.
It's my pleasure, too.
And it increases
my smile mileage, and I hope it will your listeners as you as well.
Thank you, dear. We're off the air. Au revoir.